Welcome to episode 1592 of the Multifamily Collective. Today I wanted to talk about time, and time as it relates to meetings in an organization. Now, I am a big believer in setting up a cadence of meetings to include a daily huddle. Every single team member in your organization should have a daily huddle or be a participant in a daily huddle, ideally two, one with the people that you supervise and one with those you are supervised by, so that you can bubble up problems on a daily basis and solve problems real time. The other is a weekly meeting with your strategic team, the team that you are responsible for. You should have a weekly meeting. And then I am a big believer in a monthly, a quarterly, and an annual cadence in terms of meetings. And a very strict, having a very strict agenda as it relates to those particular meetings so that you stay on task. You don't spend any more than 15 minutes in a daily huddle. You don't spend any more than an hour and a half to 2 hours in a weekly meeting. You don't spend any more than 4 hours in a monthly meeting or a quarterly meeting. You don't spend any more than a day or a day and a half in an annual planning session. You have to be very strict about that, very disciplined about that, and very disciplined about the cadence as it relates to the meetings that you have that govern. So the overarching governance of your organization should fall in that cadence of meetings. And then meetings that are outside of that, that you are directly responsible for in terms of clients and or serving your team members in other capacities. Oh, the other one that I left out is a one-to-one meeting. Every other week, you should have a one-to-one with your direct report so that they have isolated time with you to talk about career pathing, to talk about goals as it relates to their personal lives or goals as it relates to the organization overall. And make sure that you spend time getting to know one another. That's the form and the format for that. So outside of that, you have to set up other meetings are necessary to keep your business rolling forward. And many of those are really predicated or really driven rather by your clients or those that you serve that are outside of the organization. Otherwise, you have, in my mind, you have complete control over the meeting cadence. The one thing that I think is an overarching goal of having a very disciplined and structured cadence as it relates to meetings is that you largely do away with the got a minute meetings. You don't have got a minute meetings anymore because you have a daily huddle, because you have a weekly meeting, because you have a bi-weekly one-to-one meeting, you have monthly meetings and so on and so forth. You don't have as many occasions for those one-to-ones to happen because they're all baked into the DNA of the organization in the way of other meeting cadences. So my encouragement to you today is set up a meeting structure to really eliminate the need for other meetings that are more spontaneous in nature. Not to say the spontaneous meetings aren't of value. They might be, but I've found that discipline, to steal a phrase from Jocko Willink, I think that's how you say his last name, is discipline equals freedom. And the adherence to that discipline really does, in my mind, become the predicate for your culture. Culture really is discipline. It is the disciplines and the rituals that you stick true to in your organization over a very long bit of time. That becomes your culture. It's not the other way around. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.